Four
is meant to be Molly Malone of that song, the folk song, which was then the unofficial anthem of the Irish Rugger team. Molly Malone, she wheeled her wheelbarrow through streets broad and narrow, crying muscles, cockles and muscles, alive, alive, oh. Alive, alive, oh. Alive, alive, oh. Crying cockles and muscles, alive, alive, oh. So, and remember they used to joke about her vital statistics and so on. So you can tell by the dress and that even the hairstyle with the ringlets, maybe 19th century. Anyway, she dies of a fever in the song. But now we've had Ireland's Call, which is rather naff, we had for 20 years, because it can't be mentioning, referring to the Republic or being, you know, Anglophobic or something like that, as the Soldier's Song is. All right, I don't know if she's based on a real person. As I said, it's put up during the mayoralty of Ben Briscoe in 1988, a Fianna Fáil guy, and his father was also Lord Mayor of Dublin. So I think they're the only father and son Mayor of Dublin and the only Jewish Lord Mayors of Dublin. It wasn't originally here. It was almost opposite the gates of Trinity, but they moved it since the last time we've been back. And look behind it is this deconsecrated Anglican church, St. Andrew's, which is a tourist information office in about 2002 or 2003. So I don't know what they're going to do with it now. A very handsome building, huge. But of course, you know, you go to the 17th century, it was almost an exclusively Protestant city. But now the Protestant community is kind of a small minority, like 5%. It's even obviously less than the countryside. And quite apart from that, there's just not many people go to church. So, you know, Catholic Church has been deconsecrated as well. There are a lot of atheists, agnostics and so forth. Get an idea of the scale of it. All right, so just off Dame Street, one of the most central city streets in the city. And across there, the Bank of Ireland headquarters, formerly our Parliament, till New Year's Day, 1801.